It's about salt. It's not what does salt do, that is part of the question, but that is not the most important part. But how does salt function? And that is the part that nobody has ever thought of asking for some strange reason or another. And we saw that salt functions by its dying, by its being dissolved, by its giving itself away. We saw that salt cannot do anything without its giving itself away, without its dying. Now, how does light function? Think about it. How does light function? In the same way. In exactly the same way. This is the self-giving principle of the Word of God. It functions in exactly... Think of the light. In those days, the light was an oil lamp. There's a wick there. The oil is usually olive oil. And olive oil in the Bible represents the Holy Spirit. And the wick is inside the olive oil, and the light, when it is lit, burns up what? It burns up the wick, and it burns up the oil. Now, the Lord Jesus did not say, you are the lamp of the world, did he? A lamp may not have any light. You have a lamp, and it doesn't do anything until it's lit. You are the light of the world. Now, light must mean fire. The fire which burns the wick and consumes the oil. Now notice the spiritual lesson here. Jesus sent us to be the lights of the world. The power is his. The oil is his. The Holy Spirit comes from him. But there is one humble element that is needed in the light. The humble element is the wick. The wick. The wick, and what happens to the wick in order to give forth light? Do you see what happens to it? Burnt up, consumed, burnt away. Slowly by slowly, the wick burns down, down, down. The wick dies to give forth light. You know why there is so little light in the church today? Because there are so few self-giving, self-dying Christians. If the wick does not die, there will be no light. Now, you look at the electric bulb. The same principle. The electric bulb there will not burn without power. So replace the oil of the oil lamp by the power, the electricity. Replace the wick by that element inside the bulb. And do you know that that element in the bulb is burning away? It is dying as that light is shining. It is dying, and the day comes until it burns out. One day you look at it and you see that it's black. It's burnt out. It's broken. Finished. All these lights are designed to burn maybe for 500 hours, maybe for 1,000 hours. Some bulbs today you can buy are called long life bulbs. They last a bit longer. But they also burn out eventually. The inside, the element burns out, both the elements and whatever is contained in it. So in the same way, the Christian, unless he is prepared to burn out for Christ, there's not going to be light. No, there's not going to be light. This is the important element. Why does your life not give forth light? It is because you are not willing to burn out. You don't want to burn. No, you don't want to burn. And if you don't burn out, you're not prepared to die in the process of witnessing, there will never be light. Do you understand this principle, brothers and sisters? This is the vital principle, the preciousness of the Lord's teaching. We only live by dying. As the seed dies, it brings forth life. As we die, we bring forth life. That is to say, we are being burnt out. Somebody called John Stone a flame for God. Right. Well said. And he burnt out. You all know, he burnt out for God. This wick, this me, this body, is being burnt out day by day. I think I've burnt out quite a bit already by my present condition, to judge by my present condition. And if you have ever served the Lord day after day for anything like a few days, the sheer exhaustion of it is incredible. And you know, I have taught in school, I've been a teacher, and I can teach several hours a day and it doesn't affect me. But preaching the gospel is nothing like teaching. When you teach, you don't burn. When I preach the gospel, I burn up. The energy that is drained out of me is astonishing. You feel yourself burnt, exhausted, worn physically at the end of it. Are you willing to pay the price of being burnt out financially, burnt out in terms of your time, burnt out in terms of your health, burnt out in terms of everything you have to offer? Then you will delight. The Lord Jesus sent us out into the world to burn, to be the light of the world. No fire, no light.
这个原则我们必须看得清清楚楚。我们是世界上的光，所讲的光，
look on there. You're the light of the world. Nobody lights a lamp and hides it under a bushel, the Lord Jesus says in the next verse here, but he sets it up on a table, on a lampstand, so everybody can see.
我们是像这个灯一样。 好比那个时候是个油灯，但是用的油是橄榄油，橄榄油在圣经里面所代表的是圣灵，圣灵就是用橄榄油来代表的。但是要有灯，不但是要个器具，不但是有油充满了油，但是也有那个里面的灯芯在那边。这个灯芯怎么样来发光呢？怎么样发光？你知道，当然需要火，上帝的火。 它是火，它有上帝的火，但是怎么样发光呢？这个灯芯啊，慢慢就烧掉了。这个就是像我们上个礼拜所讲到的原则一样，是不是？我们所讲到的原则一样，盐在自我牺牲里面才能够发出作用来，所以光。 这个灯能够发光，就是在自己被烧掉的里面，才能够发出光辉来。就像宋尚杰一样，有个人写本书，称他为远东的火，他是真是火，他就完全被烧掉了，烧掉了。他不过到40岁左右的时候，身体也烧掉了。 他的钱财、他老早已经烧掉，他的名誉老早是为世界上的名誉，他完全不要了，钱也不要，什么都不要了，完全烧掉了。所以他才在远东再发出光辉来，成为远东之光了。教会被主耶稣差遣到世界上来，只是为了发光，但是你不愿意烧，你不愿意被烧掉，哪里发光呢？你说灯啊，电灯也是这样的。 现在用不用油，不用油，乃是用电，这个原则一样，这个能力还是需要。这个灯胆里面的那根丝啊，一直在烧啊，慢慢就烧掉了。所以你的灯胆，你说坏了，你看见里面这个丝是黑的，烧掉了。每一个灯胆呢，可以平均可以有500个钟头，或者有的800个钟头，有的叫做长寿灯胆呢，可以到1000个钟头，1200个钟头。 但是他们渐渐的在那儿被烧掉，你愿意不愿意被烧掉呢？主耶稣把我们送到世界上的时候，所以他说你要做我的门徒，必须要背起十字架来，是什么意思呢？你不愿意被烧掉，哪里发光呢？所以弟兄姐妹，你们要保存你们的生活，你们的生命，是啊，今天基督徒教会里面的这个，我们看见都是在那保存自己生命。 上帝来祝福我，祝福我的家庭，祝福我的祖母，祝福大家都来祝福。上帝在那儿就是给东西给我的。这种上帝，我圣经里面找不到。上帝要祝福你，他要给大的能力，但是他的祝福不是让你自己来享受一下。我们在世界上有个使命，这个使命就是出去来发光。
If the God you believe in is there like a heavenly grandfather, a grandfather in heaven just to give spiritual and material blessings mostly to you. That kind of a God I don't see in the Bible. God blesses us with every spiritual blessing, yes. Not for you to enjoy just selfishly there, but to send you forth to shine in the world as light. That's our task. Go out and shine. And then notice this. And here we have to close, our time is gone. The Lord Jesus says, nobody lights a lamp and covers it. Who ever heard of lighting a lamp and covering it? If the light is covered, do you think God covered the light? God didn't cover any light. It is we who cover the light. Why do you cover a light, you know? What would you ever do to cover a light for? What will happen if you cover a light? Do you know what happens to it? Have an oil lamp there and you cover the light, put a bowl on top of it. What happens to the oil lamp? Well, you don't have to be a genius to know that. You don't have to study advanced physics to know that. When the oxygen is burnt out under there, what happens to the lamp? It goes out. The light will be quenched. That's why Paul warned the Christians, don't quench the spirit. And don't congratulate yourself for the moment that my light is shining. Hooray, I am good. My light is shining. Yes, but keep on shining. Don't let any sin or disobedience or evil or temptation, whatever it may be, cover the light. You cover the light and in due time it will go out and you will be in the darkness. Be very careful, brothers and sisters. But our time is gone. I pray that God will enable you to see the richness of His word and His message, and let His word challenge you into the depth of your heart and ask yourself, am I a Christian? You say you always make us feel uncomfortable. I go back, I don't know whether I'm a Christian or not by the time I hear you preaching. Every time I don't know whether I'm a Christian or not. I don't want to make life difficult for you. My task is simply to tell you what the Bible says, what the Lord Jesus taught. You decide in the light of His teaching, first, whether what I have said is God's word. Discern for yourself. You don't have to believe my words just like that. Compare the scriptures. Search the word and decide, did what He said, is that the word of God? That's the first step. And secondly, when you're seeing that it's the word of God, then say, what am I going to do? Do I match up to the teaching? Am I a real Christian? Does my life match up to it?
所以今天我们听到神的话语，我们主的信息，我们要自己审问一下，我这个生命是不是个基督徒的生命？那么常常有人说你讲道搞得我们很不舒服，我们常常不知道我是不是个基督徒，你为什么这个讲道讲得我们这样不舒服？那么弟兄姐妹，我不是要你们不舒服，我也不是要难为你们，我只有一个责任，我必须忠于基督。 我必须要把他的话语讲出来，所以两步：第一步，你们先看一看我所讲的是不是神的话语；你们自己打开圣经，自己研究，说他讲的话是不是神的话语。看完了以后，你知道这是神的话语的时候，你们检查自己，说：那么我到底是不是照主耶稣所讲的，是不是个基督徒？我是不是个完全的基督徒？ 一个完全殉服主的基督徒，那么不要马上跑来跟我说我要奉献了，我要去传道了，我没有讲到传道的问题。我已经跟你们讲过，有一些传道人根本不是完全的基督徒。你先把自己搞好，你是不是一个完全的基督徒？以后主要你做什么东西，你再讲。不要以为我去传道我就是个完全的基督徒，很多传道并不是完全基督徒。 你做什么不是个问题，你是什么是个问题。It's not what you do, it's what you are that we are talking about. So don't try and escape the issue by saying, well, I go and preach the gospel now. That's not the point we are getting at. There are many people who preach the gospel for wrong reasons. They are not total Christians. It's not what you do, it's what you are that we are talking about. You first become a total Christian. And then what God wants you to do, He will show you what He wants you to do. That's what we are talking about. Let God's word speak to our every heart. Let us be quiet before God. Lord, 我们感谢你，因为你的话语刺透我们的心思意念，让我们所想的东西都在你的面前。 袒露出来，你知道我们是怎么样的人，别人想我们是怎么样的人是一件事情。
但是你知道我们每一个人的心思意念。主要我们求你让我们在你的面前成为真实的人，没有假冒为善，没有虚假的人，在你的面前好让我们每一个人是成为一个真真实实的人。主要让我们在你的恩典下每一个人成为你的光，让你的火在我们的心里面燃烧起来，好让我们愿意被这灵火而烧，来发出你的光辉来。主要听我们的话语，接纳我们的感谢，我们的赞美，我们的祈求，都是奉我主耶稣基督圣名。我们最后唱一首诗，就是我们刚才所唱的。我刚才呢，我们看到光辉呢也有几种，有的光比另外一种光更光，有的灯泡只有50次光，有的是100次光，有的是150次光，有的甚至是500次光。光与光之间也有差别。就算今天你刚才听了神的话语的时候，主啊，我愿意做光啊，你愿意做光，感谢主。现在呢，怎么样再更进一步，继续从光辉里面长进，在光辉里面更发出更多的光辉来。只有怎么样呢？只有看着主耶稣，把你的眼睛定睛在主耶稣身上。这个我们在哥林多后书第3章里面看到，那里看到什么呢？我们看到主耶稣的荣耀的时候，我们就因着他的荣耀一步一步的啊，就改变成他自己的形象，他那种荣耀的形象。 So here we sing together the hymn we just sang a moment ago before the service. Hymn number 82, 就是圣诗第82首，唯独耶稣。 We see that there are many kinds of light. A light, if you heard the message just now, you said, Lord, make me to be a light. I want to be a true light of yours.By your grace, by your saving power, by your transforming power, make me a light. May God make you a light and make you increase in light. How do we increase in light? There are bulbs which are 50 watts, 100 watts, 150 watts, 500 watts. There are different levels of light. May God increase our light. Don't congratulate yourself and say, yeah, I'm a light, I'm okay now. That light can increase.It must grow. We must never be content to stay where we are. But how do we increase? By looking to Jesus. So we read there in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And what does Paul say there in 2 Corinthians chapter 3? He says this, that we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed. Are being changed into his likeness. From one degree of glory into, we are being changed.From one degree of glory to another. You were 50 watts, you're going to improve to 100 watts, you're going to improve to 150 watts, your power is increasing. Praise God. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, which you can look at for yourself. So we've got to fix our eyes on Jesus, and so we'll be changed into his image.